I'm Ruth, this is Your Station, and earlier on in the week I caught up with Dave Hemingway. He's a former member of the Beautiful South and he's now in a band called The Sunbirds, who are gracing Chester with their presence next Sunday the 8th of October and playing down at Alexander's Live. Hiya Dave, great to have you on the show.
Good to be here.
So firstly, you're a former member of the Beautiful South, which is amazing. So let us into your story. How was it being in the Beautiful South and how did the transition into The Sunbirds happen?
Yeah, the Beautiful South was a very successful band, obviously,
and yeah.
It was together for like 19 years, really.
So isn't that amazing?
Which is unheard of in music, isn't it? But
yeah.
But anyway, after that, the Beautiful South finished. I sort of went on in a band called The South, which was playing Beautiful South songs.
Yeah.
And I, after a while, I just decided that I'd want to try something new, some new songs, really.
I love that.
Yeah, the rest of the band weren't really into that idea, so I left that band and was waiting around really for the right songs to come along. And then Phil Barton, who was our guitarist in Sunbirds, brought some songs to me. We did some demos,
mm-hmm.
and I liked them so much that I thought these songs are worth, you know,
getting
away with. Yeah,
yeah.
And forming a band, and that's what we did. And we're just about putting finishing touches to our second album now.
Amazing, that's brilliant. And I read this about you: being accomplished musicians, the six piece love to perform and always pull out all the stops, whether it be performing favourites from Cool to Be Kind or showcasing new material. And I'm going to play in a bit Hey and Make Up Your Mind. Tell us a little bit about your songs. What's the inspiration behind them?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of writers in the band, and thankfully we also tend to like the same sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's always helpful.
So we've got a wide range of influences really. From guitar bass to piano bass, and now with violin with Laura. So,
brilliant.
We've got quite a range of sort of styles that we try out, and it's important that the songs are good, because obviously coming from a band like The Beautiful South, where the songs were paramount really.
Yeah.
I had to be convinced that the songs were going to be good as well, Mr. Sunbirds. So that's what it is.
And how would you describe your music if you were to tease people to come along to your gig on Sunday the 8th? What's the kind of vibe? What do you write about? And are they dancey? Are they bluesy? Or what's your vibe?
Well, I like to think that we've got a lot of areas covered, really. We're essentially a pop band, but
I love it.
We can get sort of heavy guitar bass sometimes, but other times it's a lot lighter.
Yeah.
And the songs themselves are just about everyday stories and true life in some context as well. So
I love that.
But yeah, we like to think we've got a wide range of musical styles, and hopefully people come along and have a listen.
Enjoy.
And that'd be good.
Yeah. Tell us about your band members. Who do you share the stage with, and what do they play?
Yeah. Well, we've got Laura.
Yeah.
Main vocals on the single You're Gonna Play.
Yeah.
She plays violin as well. Then
amazing.
We've got Chris, who plays guitar, keyboards and sings.
Yeah.
We've got Mark on drums. We've got two Phils in the band, one's on bass and one's on guitar. And
then
So the six piece band, and then that's how we've got a settled lineup now, so hopefully you can go on for a while yet.
Onwards and upwards. I also read this: November 2020 saw Sunbirds release Cool to Be Kind on the independent label Nectar Records. Kevin Cooper of UK Music Reviews described it as a must-have album from an amazing new band. So tell us where you can be found online for people to listen to your music, watch your vids and keep up with your movements as well.
Yeah, well, if people go to sunbirds.co.uk, that's where they can find out information about what we're doing, what the gigs we're up to, and playing, and hopefully they can manage to come along to one if they're nearby.
Yeah, I know you've got a massive lineup of gigs as well. You're out and about all of the time. You're touring here, there, and everywhere, which is amazing as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of gigs to get through. It'll be quite hard, tough really, travelling, but that's okay. It's all part and parcel of the band.
Exactly, and it's all about the camaraderie of the band as well, isn't it?
Of course.
Just one more review before you go. John Azlewood from Mojo called it an album with warmth to spare. Amazing reviews. So enjoy your gig down at Alexander's Live on the 8th of October. Have a fantastic rest of the year and into 2024, onwards and upwards, and it's been lovely chatting to you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave. That was the lovely Dave Hemingway there from Sunbirds, who are playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Sunday, the 8th of October. Here's a teaser for you. It's one of their own original songs. It's called Hey. Enjoy.
Hey.
Sunbirds there with their original song Hey, which is on their album A Life Worth Living, as is this song. It's called Make Up Your Mind and it's absolutely brilliant.
Flesh ain't no good with an axe to grind. We can control who walks in our lives.
Wake up.
control who walks in our lives. Liberate the thoughts that lie in your head. You're better off alive than better off dead.
Loving them. That was the Sunbirds original songs, Hey and Make Up Your Mind. If you want to hear more from them, then make sure you book your tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Sunday, the 8th of October, by heading over to alexanderslive.com. Likewise, if you want to buy their albums, singles, watch their videos, find out more about them, follow the movements, head over to sunbirds.co.uk.